Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. McBride sponsors this segment also. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, offering incredible deals throughout the entire month of August during their end-of-the-season summer sale. Buy a new McBride home in August. Receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the end of the season with incredible savings on a new McBride home fit for every lifestyle designed with you in mind. McBride has over 40 communities throughout the Metro St. Louis area. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, you're Mike Schilt. Are you getting tired of lineup questions? Did you know this was a thing? This is a big... Are we more obsessed in St. Louis about lineups? Or do you think this goes on with diehard baseball fans in every city?
Definitely not. It's definitely an obsession with us, maybe a few other cities, but nobody cares and worries at 4 o'clock or 4:30 more than the Cardinal fans do about the lineup.
And isn't the real issue Carpenter? It still is, like, fitting him, because if you want to play Edmund, and he made the comment yesterday that he is an everyday player, which I think upset some people or caused them to actually look at stats. He did have a couple of good games there in Cincy. But overall, Tommy Edmund, not sure he is at this point an everyday player, but that's what Schilt said. I think the problem is still you have to force Carpenter into your lineup. The weekend in Cincinnati, 1 for 13. The road trip, 2 for 20. Isn't that really what's causing all of this dilemma? Is like, where do you put him at two? Well, he's not really hitting. Do I bury him later in the lineup? But then if he's at third, then I can't play Edmund, so I have to force him into the outfield. And then Lane Thomas disappears and Arozarena disappears.
Issue is not where he hits, is if he should be in the lineup at all,
yeah,
which he probably shouldn't at this point. You know, what's the total number of at-bats he's had since he's come back? The commission had it this morning.
So he was 2 for 20 on the road trip. He was back for a couple of games in that Pittsburgh series.
I mean, if you just look at his average from last year, a year ago,
Dodgers,
right now, you're talking it's in the low twos, I think.
Dodgers series, because he came back, I think, last Monday. Was it, or 2 Mondays? I'm getting all mixed up now. But he came back in that Dodgers series. Hoff will have that for you. By the way, Kurt Kittner, not in the Illini broadcast booth. I'm still very disappointed to hear that. Didn't somebody say it's been a couple of years?
See, I can picture Martin and Carson around a transistor radio on a Saturday afternoon listening to the
Ladue Barbershop.
Yeah.
Carpenter is slugging .325, which is lower than his on base of .327 since coming back from the DL that happened on August 4th at Oakland. And then the issue is with Tommy Edman, if you want to play him, fine, but it forces you into a worse decision, which is then sitting Colton Wong. And I don't think you're in a good position if you're sitting one of your better hitters right now to force either keep Carpenter in the lineup and then force Tommy Edman, two worse hitters than him, in the lineup.
Brian, I know this would be tough to get closely, but August of last year, so you have August, September, April, May, June, July, August. That's 7 months. I wonder how anemic those numbers are.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, my goodness.
They're bad.
On base percentage, batting average. Now, got a few home runs. He's got 11, but that's insane.
Because if I told you we had third base open and either center or right field open on any given night, Ozuna and Fowler play, so I've got one outfield spot open and I've got third base open. Now I can look at Edmund, Arozarena, and Lane Thomas, and at least two of the three are going to play most nights. But right now, it's basically one of the three play most nights.
This is over the span of 530 at-bats, 148 games. This is pretty much a season from August 1st to today, August 19th. Matt Carpenter in that span, a .215 average, a .334 on base, and a .389 slugging. He does have 21 home runs, but the other numbers are not good.
That's a year-long slump.
Yes.
It is pronounced. All right, Frank, you are Harrison Bader. Are you swinging angry down there in Memphis? It's six homers. in the last 8 games. And are you going to be pissed if you don't get called up till September?
Probably. But I do think this is the best possible thing for him. And I don't know who you would, you know, send down. I guess you could say a Rosarena, but you never play a Rosarena, so you don't know if he's ineffective or not. I don't know. I kind of like the way this is going right now. Lane Thomas deserves to play. We saw enough of Harrison Bader. We'll see in September.
Yeah, just keep hitting.
Yeah.
They won't forget about you, but it goes back to... Where would you play him? They have all these guys. Where would you play him?
Sure.
And that Lane Thomas, to me, was he got the biggest ice job of the week. I mean, last Monday we were saying...
Coming off that historic Sunday.
How many starts total this year? Is it still 3 for Lane Thomas, who's been around on and off most of the year? And I think he's had 3 starts. Awful check that.
3, 2, and 1. He has had 4 starts.
4. Take it back. Frank, true or false, you'll be wearing a scarf tomorrow.
I will not be. I am going to wear a nice blue suit, though. You know what Jerry West said? Every man looks good in a blue suit. It's a big day.
It is a big day. Looking forward to that. We will carry it. By the way, if you're driving around tomorrow, we will carry the MLS announcement at 11:30 right here live during the press box. And we'll be leading up to it with some insight that you won't get anywhere else. A couple of soccer guys.
There'll be more KFNS-related people there than in any radio station in town. Doug will be there.
Jimmy Hewer. Rammer's a big soccer guy. He might show up.
Yep. Bob may even wear the scarf. He's a friend of Mike Smallwood, so he could wear one.
Wear the scarf. All right. Number 4. Let's see here for Frank. You're Jerry Jones. Are you kind of poking Zeke a little bit? You made a comment the other night. Who's the backup? Pollard?
Sure.
A kid who's had some good moments for them. And Jerry said, Zeke who? And then he said, all right, now listen, no one's trying to be cute here. Of course, Jerry's always trying to be cute.
Just was.
But is Jerry trying to poke him a little? Every time this kid plays, does pretty well. He's just going to kind of say, Zeke, you know, we got options here. Are you trying to negotiate a little bit through the press?
I absolutely am. And I also absolutely believe that you can't pay them all. You can't pay Prescott, Cooper, and Elliott. And I hate to say it. Ezekiel, who I think is the best of the three, certainly the most accomplished of the three, could be the odd man out here.
Well, the two of them are hand in hand. You need both. If you're going to sign Dak to $40 million annually, you need to sign him and number one wide receiver and Amari Cooper. So those two go hand in hand, and then Zeke would be the odd man out. I mean, it just seems like that's a given. And he's 2 years away from his deal being up, too.
It is amazing how many NFL headlines, though, are about off the field. You got Eric Reed nuking Jay-Z. You got Antonio Brown, who doesn't like his helmet. You got Jerry Jones and a player that's holding out.
ESPN is insane. I think that the Mike Greenberg show, Get Up, I think they dedicated at least 70% of their show to Antonio Brown's helmet saga.
Really? They had Drew Rosenhaus on, right?
Yeah.
I had forgotten about Drew Rosenhaus, of course.
I forgot about Get Up, to be honest with you.
No, the helmet deal is weird because the pushback is that it's safety, right? That it's an old helmet and you need the newest, latest, greatest technology.
So what's your best choice? I have to make a choice every day at 8 a.m. on a treadmill. Do you do Get Up? Do you do SportsCenter? Do you do MLB? Or do you do Hockey, who ranked the 20 best defensemen in the league? And guess what St. Louis defensemen ranked? And guess where they ranked, real quick, by the way.
Colton Parayko, 16.
Number 19, pretty good.
Wow.
Petro, 14.
10. And the number one defenseman in all of hockey? A guy we saw quite a bit.
Chara? No.
Burns. Yes.
Oh, Burns.
Closely. Probably MLB Network if I had to guess, because that's probably the more entertaining show.
Well, and it's Fast Version and DeRosa, right?
Well, that's a little bit later. Now, okay, I think that is a good show. The other one is strictly highlights and broadcasters'
pitch,
calls. It's okay. Really?
I mean, I'd do Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman over Get Up. I mean, honestly.
Come on. You're watching MSNBC.
No, not quite.
All right, number 5. Can I get you to 88? Can I get you to 88?
I'll tell you, I texted Brian last night. I said, Brian, what are they on pace for? 86? I felt, you know what? That's what they're going to get.
That's the number.
They're an 86-win team.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in a one-game playoff with the Cubs.
Now do the Francesa thing and do the math, you know, as it needs to happen.
Carry the 2, move it over. You got to play 162. That means you're going to lose. No, to get to 88 wins, you'd need to go 23-17. You have 40 to go. Doesn't it feel like the season's winding down? Yeah. You have a quarter of the season to go. 40 games left, 23-17, Frank. Can I sell you on that?
I like 86.
All right, so 80.
But I will say this, 86 could very well be enough to win it, although the Cubs starting pitching is better.
So 86 means you're going 21-19 the rest of the way. That's not real impressive, is it? I think I'm going to say it. I think they can do a little better than 21-19.
That 86 makes so much sense for this team.
Maybe 87.
Can I sell you on 87?
I got 83. I said at the beginning of the
year.
Whoa.
So that means you're going 18-22 the rest of the way.
I mean, Flaherty's still got to be lights out. You still got to get production from your other starters, and that's what I worry about, that end of the rotation kind of disaster that keeps you around that 500 mark.
I think September is an issue for pitching.
Yeah.
But you can add a lot of arms.
You
right?
can, but they don't really have a lot
of
arms.
Well, they got one at least.
They got Pons.
For them.
So how many more Waka starts are we looking at? Two?
At least two.
That's a lot of fingers crossed.
That's what I'm
trying
saying.
To get to September, hoping.
And they've blown a lot of Flaherty dominant starts. I mean, he should have three or four more wins. You might see one of those or maybe a couple of those throughout the year. I see him playing around 500, maybe even a little less with the Waka Wainwright with those experiments there at the very end of the rotation.
So 86 for you guys. All right, let's see if...
87.
If 83. I, oh, 80, 83.
All right, 83 for Plowsy. 87 for Frank. I'm going to go 88.
Do it.
I'm going to go 88, which is not
he's the finalist for the penthouse.
Leasing still available.
Carson, wait for the Cardinals.
23-17. That is doable over the next 40. All right, 5 for Frank every day, 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Greenville University. Kids going back to school up there. Find out more at greenville.edu.
Do you think that they're overdosing us with football on ESPN?
Yes.
Or do you think you play the hits, it's the NFL, it's the only thing that matters in life is Antonio Brown's helmet?
Well, they have a contract with the NFL. They do Monday Night Football. They build a lot around that. They have a contract with the NBA. They do a lot more NBA than most outlets. And they don't really, they have baseball, right? They've got a couple games a week.
They really blow off hockey.
But hockey, once that left ESPN, it almost seemed like it was an internal memo. Other than, like, Steve Levy and Melrose were grandfathered in. All right, you two get to cover hockey. Everybody else, forget about it. And Buccigross will try and wedge it in. Like, no. There's been an NBA trade today. Blues won the cup. We'll get to that. But first, Antonio Bryant doesn't like his contract. A little later, Stanley Cup Game 7 highlights for you.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Maryville sponsors our phone lines. Their Digital World program provides students with free iPads loaded with textbooks and more than 150 apps. Go to maryville.edu. Another reason to love Steph Curry when we come back.